I was curious about how Ajahn Chah spoke to the students, the difference between the passing mood states, especially the positive states, and the essential qualities of the mind and the radiance of the mind.
Well, see, the thing is, it's not that we don't develop the positive and the wholesome, but if we don't recognize their changing nature and their lack of solid essence, then we try to think, oh, this is who I am. Then we try to prop up that sense of this is me and this is who I really am. And then, of course, sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. And then what do we do? So that sets us up. So for suffering, and the ability to recognize even the wholesome and the skillful, the positive, as impermanent also. It doesn't mean that you're dismissing it or you're pushing it away, but it's you're realizing its limitation. As good as it is, it has a limitation. And as like Ajahn Chah, I remember him saying, he would use a phrase. It's just that much. Say, as good as it can get, it's just that much. Say, as bad as things can be sometimes, it's just that much. It's a small thing, and it can. It's only a little thing. You know, so as peaceful as the mind can be, you know, it's just this much. You know, as confused as the mind can get, yeah, it's just this much. It's not a big thing. You know, we get into the drama of it, you know. and that's the problem. That's the identification that hooks us. But it doesn't mean that it's not useful and beneficial and bringing well-being and clarity to ourselves and well-being and goodness to others. It does that, but it gets problematic when that sense of identification creeps in. So it's just having that perspective. And in the same way that you look at, you know, what are good foods for my body, what is healthy, what's beneficial, and what aren't. And you know, you make that discernment, you make those choices, and you realize, oh, you need to do that because it's of long-term benefit. It's the same with mental states.
Right, and yet we're not always able to rest in the radiant qualities of the mind, the essential mind, either.
No. That's especially if one tries to, if sets that as the goal, and there's this eternal frustration. But it doesn't mean that what is not peaceful. It's just not ready to access happiness and well-being. It's just we don't have to prop it up.